Welcome back to the Loner Stoner podcast.
Hey.
We have a special guest today. He was one of our long time listeners. Yeah. His name is Tyler, and that's all we're going to say because he doesn't want too much.
I don't want to be associated too much.
Yeah.
No association. Got it.
But
if this does take off, you're not getting any check.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm glad you're here. It's been a while since we hung out.
Yeah, it has.
You gotten taller, which made me a little upset.
I'm probably taller than you now.
I mean, you were.
Yeah.
Short ass.
You can't do that.
Can't do what?
You can't do that to me, man.
I'm like slouching to get in the mic. Do I need to be this close?
I mean,
a little bit, yeah. Okay.
Don't. What does it smell like?
I don't know. Nothing. I can't really smell anything. My allergies are kind of bad.
Mine smells like barbecue sauce.
Did you spill barbecue sauce on it?
No, I had a barbecue pizza, and I was like, I was eating it and testing, and then
breathing
like
on it.
Yeah.
The breath.
Like, do you want to smell it?
No, I don't.
You want to smell?
Do you?
No.
But yeah, so I'm glad that you're here.
I got a question, Cameron. What the fuck's up with your eye right there?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's a little red.
Right, it's
right
red.
Here?
Yeah.
I was noticing that. I was like, oh, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's all red right there.
Oh shit! Does that mean my cyst is coming back?
I don't know. It's just red.
Your cyst?
I had a cyst in like the, in like eighth grade.
Oh, oh shit! Hold up.
In the eighth grade.
You might want to pause the podcast.
We're not going to pause the podcast. But In eighth grade, like one day I woke up and like there was just this cyst kind of growing on my face, right?
Yeah.
And then it just grew into like a
bulb.
Pretty much.
That's gross. Was it like clear?
No. It was red.
Red?
It's almost like
a shiny?
It was like a really hard blister.
Ooh. And can I be honest? I'm really scared about how my voice is going to sound during this because I don't like the way my voice sounds.
Why?
Because I think it sounds stupid.
I mean, that's how I felt for a long time when I was, like, singing and stuff. Except you just kind of get over it, like, once you kind of feel confident with your voice.
You put more stickers on it.
Yeah.
What?
I put, like, one more.
No, you didn't have this one. And you didn't have this one last time I saw you.
The first one you pointed at was my brother gave that to me.
Oh, the Dutch one?
Yeah.
Maybe you have a weed sticker.
That was when I was going out with this girl named Caitlin. Wait, I should have asked this before the podcast started because I really don't want to name drop them.
Type it.
I don't have a pencil.
You use my phone? You could just type it.
Yeah. Do you know a guy with this last name in the clarinet section?
What grade is he? Sophomore? We'd be a junior next year?
He's kind of a short guy. I think he might be a junior.
Did he date someone that like was really friends with another person?
I have no idea. I just like there's a.
Do you know their first name at all?
Not really. I know his sister.
Here, let me. You can look him up on Instagram and see. This guy? Is that his first name? That makes sense at all?
Yes. Oh. That's for sure him.
Yeah, he's, He plays bass clarinet, actually.
Okay.
And then he plays saxophone during marching band.
That's. Alright, because I. Fucked around with his sister a little bit, not gonna lie.
They're weird though.
What?
He's weird.
I mean, his sister was equally weird, dude.
Then why are you messing with her?
Because I didn't know at the time, dude.
My boba's frozen.
Okay, by the way, Donovan already knows this. Remember when I wanted to make a theory about what happened to the mysterious case with Caitlin?
Oh, yeah, and then Stephanie immediately debunked it, and that was funny.
I want to know the theory.
So, the theory was, like, there was this girl I dated. We're going to call her Caitlin.
Stephanie were right.
Yeah. Same. I was trying... I was, like, last time I saw her was like about 4 months ago, and I was really curious about what happened to her. Mm-hmm. And she wasn't active on Instagram or Snapchat, and they're like, I wasn't sure if she blocked my phone or she changed her phone number. And she, well, the what did they call?
Explain the theory.
The verdict came in, and she is just in Hawaii. Probably blocked my phone number.
Probably.
More than likely, yeah.
She for sure blocked my phone number and just wants nothing to do with me. And you know what? That's cool.
It's kind of, that makes sense.
How does that make sense?
It makes sense that she'd block you. Like.
But it's just weird how she didn't block me on Snapchat or Instagram, you know?
Yeah, I feel like most of the way I contact anyone that I talk to, just in general, I don't text people. I Snapchat people most of the time when I'm talking to people, unless I start a conversation with them on Instagram. That's the only time, but even then, sometimes we'll just be running two conversations.
Yeah.
Like, one on Snapchat, they'll be, like, super serious, and then one on, like, Instagram, where we're just, like, laughing about a stupid post that I sent them.
So, wait, you have, like, serious talks and, like, not serious talks at the same time?
Yeah, with the same person. I'll be talking to somebody that, like, is, like, having, like, serious problems with, like, in their relationship, and I'll be talking to them, and, like, and then, but then, like, I'll send them, like, a meme on Instagram, and then, like, we'll just be, like, laughing and sending each other memes back and forth, and everything seems, like, perfectly fine, but then you go back to Snapchat, and they're having, like, a mental breakdown.
And you're just like, what the fuck?
And so it's, like,
my two completely died.
Yeah, like, and then the other one, we're sending a video of some, like, this crowd getting ran over by a bus. That's, like, an actual thing that happened.
What?
Like, my friend, his dog died. And then we were sending each other videos of, like, people getting ran over by, like, cars and buses and, like, horses and stuff. And we're like, ah!
Oh, my God.
But then the next conversation,
we're like, yeah, we're like, yeah, I'm gonna kill myself because my dog died.
Oh.
He's just like, what the fuck?
Dude, did I die?
I've said this on the podcast a lot of times before, so I'm not going to say it again, but I'm pretty sure I'm responsible for killing my ex's dog.
How did you kill your ex's dog, though?
Well, like, I'm just going to reduce the story because I feel like I've said it, like, two podcasts ago.
Wait, is the podcast still recording?
Yeah.
Wait, we are?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's been recording.
Oh, they couldn't hear the hand sanitizer going under my hands.
I said, like, pause it, bro, because I don't know what's going on in there.
What?
I don't know what's going on in there. That's why I said pause it. I don't think they're disclosing any information.
Oh, my eyes!
Those won't pick up too much.
Sanitizer my eye.
Why?
Because it clapped while it was on my hands.
You got the clap?
No, it clapped with the hand sanitizer on my hands. And then it went in my eye.
Okay, so, all right, just to, like, get... Yeah, don't clap that shit in my eye.
You don't just want the clap in your eyes?
I don't want the clap anywhere, dude.
The clap.
But just to reduce the story... my ex asked me to take her dog on a walk with her, and we went on, like, a 5-mile walk. The air quality was hazardous, and, like, the dog threw up a lot. We were, like, getting blinded by, like, nails and sand.
Nails?
Yeah.
Why are there nails?
It was windy. It was windy as fuck, dude.
But it there's can't no be
nails.
That windy.
There was no nails. It was just rocks and like, sand.
I get her home. She's like, thanks for taking me on this walk. I'm like, yeah, thanks for inviting. I'm never doing this again with you. And, she, like, a few days later, she calls me. She's like, yeah, hey,
my dog
isn't doing too hot. I'm like, what? She's like, she's not eating, and, you know, she's not, and I don't know what. I'm like, oh shit, that's bad. Then a few more days goes by. It's like, we had to take Quinn to the hospital. We had to take Quinn to the vets because we had to get her stomach pumped. I'm like, oh shit, dude. A week goes by.
I would never get my stomach pumped ever, even if I needed to. Like, that'd be so weird. It's just like, eesh.
And then a week goes by. She calls me up and is like, Quinn died. And I'm like, oh, I think I killed your dog. I never said that. I mean, that would be great if she heard this. Just so, I'm literally making a joke about one of her dogs dying. It's like, that's just where my mindset's been.
Oh, that reminds me. While I was at work, some person like randomly like dropped a bomb. But like, her mom died.
Dropped a bomb. What do you mean?
Like, she like pulled up. I was just doing like, I was doing like I was putting groceries back, right? That people like decided not to buy. And I'm walking, and this person's like, can you help me find, I don't remember what they were asking me to find for them, but they were like, yeah, my mom just died. And I'm like, what do you want me to say? Like, I'm just trying to put away this pasta on the shelf. Like, I don't know what you want me to say. And it was like, it's so awkward.
Like, do you want this? Do you want this pasta? Like, what do you want?
Like, you can have the pasta. I'm like, like, I don't know what you want. And it's just so awkward because, like, what am I supposed to say?
There's nothing you could just, like, I'm sorry for your loss. Like,
and I'm like, but why are you,
we can give
me
you a 10% discount,
like,
on.
Yeah. Like, why are you telling me I'm wearing a neon vest and I'm putting pasta? Really,
so you're saying a stranger.
Yeah, a stranger pulled up while I was putting stuff back on the shelf. Wearing my bright neon vest, so they know I work there. They're like, yeah, my mom, what did I say? My mom died? Yeah.
So you're saying, like, so a stranger was just, like,
yeah,
talking to themselves, like, my mom died. It's like, I mean, I could call someone and give you, like, a 10% discount on your per whole purchase, like.
Yeah, but I was like, yeah, but I feel like it was, like, they're probably, but I was like, I don't know what you want me to do. Like, what are you telling me?
There's nothing you could do.
Like, yeah, like, what are you wanting me? Like, why are you telling me? Like, I don't really care.
I don't.
Like, I have to bring, like, my manager into this.
Like, I don't know you. Like, what are you telling me? I don't care. Like, let me do my job.
Like, why would people do that? It's like, someone you don't really know is like, my mom died. It's like, that's such a selfish thing to do.
Well, I don't know what they were trying to say, why they said it. Like, I don't know why they told me. I was like, I don't
know. That's like some situations where I like that. It's like, I don't know why they said that to me at work. And it's like, I don't
like, what was, like, it was just random. Like, they weren't trying to get, like, extra, because, like, we only sell, like, you can only get so much pasta, right? So maybe that was something. They were trying to get extra pasta because we have a limit on it. But that was like, but they didn't, like, say anything about that. They were just like, they pulled up to me, like, I was putting the pasta on the shelf, and they, like, walk up behind me, and they're like, excuse me, my mom died. And I'm like, okay.
Wait, that's literally what they did? It was like, yeah. Excuse me. I thought, like, they were, like, building up to it. No, it was just right there?
Yeah, they, like, pulled up, and they're like, excuse me. And I'm like, what was the reason? Like, what do you want from me? Like,
wanted me to get my manager?
Like, because they didn't say, like, what they wanted or, like, why they were telling me. They just said it. I was like, I'm so confused.
I'm sorry, but.
Like, okay. Like, they weren't trying to get, like, extra anything. They didn't say anything like that. So I was like, okay.
She just,
yeah. I was like, okay, if you were trying to get extra pasta, why do you need extra pasta? You have one less person.
Exactly.
You got one less person, bro.
So oh, my God.
You don't need extra pasta. You don't need this extra trying one. To get at.
You make me feel a lot better about my dead dog story because that's way more fucked up.
Yeah, but it's like,
it went from someone's dog to someone's mom.
Yeah, I have so many stories about work. Like, people are crazy. Yeah, like, some person, like, this one lady came in with, like, a maxi pad on her face. Like, not, like, as a mask. Like, instead of, like, converting it into, like, a mask like this and, like, just using the material.
Yeah.
As, like, a filter or anything like that, they just, like, stuck it on their face. Like, it was just, like, stuck on their face. And I'm like, what is wrong with you?
I've had people come in with Stormtrooper masks.
Really?
Yeah. It's funny.
It works, right?
I saw this one dude yesterday. He had, like, turned, like, lingerie into, like, a mask.
That's dope. Was it like a thong or some shit? Yeah. And he just tied the ends to his ear.
Yeah. That's basically what him and his, like, buddy... They were, like, just walking around, and they have, like, lingerie on their face. I mean, like, cool.
Yeah, that's, like, it's efficient. People are crazy. It smells like Snatch. It's and, like, you're reducing the spread of disease. Like, it's great. It's, like, it's a win-win.
Yeah, but it's still weird. Yeah. No, because it wasn't just the whole thing. It was, like, cut up and, like, turned into a mask.
Who do you think? Do you think it was someone else's, or do you think he just bought it at a store?
I feel like it'd probably be someone else's. Like,
yeah.
Like an ex, he didn't like left shit at his house. He's like, you know what, fuck it.
Yeah, I thought it was just.
Do you think he washed it?
Of course. I hope so.
I hope so too.
Fucking pervert sniffing old Snatch.
That's a good. This sanitizer smells really good, by the way.
Thank you. I think I spilt some of it on myself. I don't know how, like, my elbow is wet, so I don't know what happened. Don't fucking pour that shit on my elbow, dude.
Yeah, but.
So,
It's crazy what people can get into.
Yeah.
Making creative masks.
Yeah.
Apparently, from also what my coworker said, like, the first storm, the only stormtrooper I've actually seen at my work was, like, it was just, like an obvious, like, fake Halloween mask. It was, like, mm-hmm. that.
Like, the one but, like, that just covers the front of your face.
Yeah. But apparently, from what my other coworker said, like, two ladies came in with, like, a full-on, like...
like a prop.
Yeah. Replica-grade shit.
Yeah, it was, like, a full-on mask. And I was, like, why the fuck couldn't I be there to see that?
Exactly, dude.
Yeah, and like, some people are crazy, like, pulling up there. And I'm, like, what is wrong with these people?
Some people are wearing, like, masks on their pee-pees. And it's, like, what are you trying to protect, dude?
Hit by a car at my work.
Trying to protect every orifice.
Apparently, but it's like, it's so weird. Like, I feel like uncomfortable working most of the time because I'm like I'll be walking past people because we have to do sweeps every half hour. Like, we sweep the store.
Yeah, hour for us.
Huh? Yeah, but I think it's because, like, yeah, but we have to do sweeps every half hour. And it's like my favorite thing to do because I wear this all day, but it looks like I got like a facial.
It's pretty dope though. I mean, like,
I look like Bane. This one.
Well, if it's like a facial, doesn't that give you like street cred? If it looks like you had a facial on your mask?
I guess.
Okay, also, why do you have glitter actually by your eye? I just see that.
Glitter?
Yeah, glitter like right here.
I don't know. Does it make me look pretty?
No, not really.
Oh, shit.
It makes you kind of look like gay. A little.
Actually, speaking of gay, have you ever...
Like a drag queen.
Have you ever... Like, this is a serious question, by the way. It's like totally serious.
Why does that scare me?
I really hope that picks up on the mic. But, like, this is a serious question. Like, have you ever felt any kind of homosexual tendencies?
No. That's gay.
You never?
Never.
Like, have you ever touched a dude's dick?
No.
Bro, what the fuck?
You never felt a man's penis before?
No. And I showered with dudes all summer while I was on tour.
That shit was, like, I mean, did you ever get that temptation?
No.
You never?
No. Eyes up. All day. All
Wait,
time.
Was everyone, like, butt-ass naked?
Yeah, there's, like, probably, like, 20 of us in the shower at a time.
Or is there some, like, fucking Fruit Loops trying to wear, like, swim shorts when they're showering?
Oh, there are a couple, because there's this one guy that was, like, trying to pack, like, ultra light. So he had, like, only three pairs of shorts. Damn. But they were, like, swimsuit shorts, like, board short kind of things. Mm-hmm. And he would wear them into the shower and wash them in the shower every day. Okay. Which I think was, like, which kind of works because he, like, actually brought in, like, little like he brought in a laundry detergent.
That's funny.
Yeah, and he'd wash his shorts and like in the shower and he'd be in there for a little bit. And I'm like, that's smart. Like, I'm gonna do that next summer, but like,
can't do it this summer.
Yeah, because it all got canceled. But basically, fucking I was like that. Showering with these dudes all summer while I was on tour. Eyes up. Never, ever.
I mean, what was like some of the heat that people were packing?
There was this one guy in the trumpet section. Let me tell you, he was
Schmeet.
Like, was he like a Magnum XL kind of dude?
Yeah, it was scary. There's this one redhead. Let me tell you.
Fucking.
The redhead had Shmi?
No, like, I was.
Or a muy piquito.
Was it like.
Oh!
No, let me tell you what happened. This is like the iconic story. Like, if any of my people from band listen to this, they've heard the story. Oh, I'm pretty. I might have told you. I don't think I did.
Please repeat.
Basically, we were. Like, we go into the shower in the locker room, right? Like, after we rehearse all day in the sun because it's, like, it's hot and we're all sweaty and gross and whatever. And so we just – and nobody really cares, especially, like, once you get past, like, the first camp. Because we have, like, camps every month until tour starts, and then we're just rehearsing every day.
Yeah.
And so, like, at the first camp, all the rookies are kind of awkward. But then, like, eventually everyone kind of just gets used to it, and you're just like, oh, well, whatever. Like, it's not even that big of a deal.
It's like everyone's got a dick, right? Who cares?
Yeah, like, no one really cares.
You guys
cares.
Bond over it.
Yeah. Like,
well, sword fight.
But basically, this one guy, he's this redhead, and like he pulls up next to me in the locker room. Like, there's the benches, you know.
Yeah.
And so we're all getting like changed into nothing, like, and then walking over to the shower, right? And he just pulls up next to me. No big deal. It's just like any other day. Like, I don't really, like, I didn't even realize it. And then this guy, he pulls down his pants, and I hear a slap, and I'm like, please don't tell me that's what I think it is. And then I look over. And, like, I just look over, I'm like, sup. And then, like, in my peripheral vision, it's, like, down to his knee.
Oh! He's got a... how tall is he? Like, fucking 6'7"?
Yeah, he's shorter than me. He's, like 5'7", probably. He was, like, I was scared.
5'7"? Really short.
The general rule is you never back out of anywhere in the locker room. Because if you back up, it's, like, risky. But the thing is I was so scared.
You're scared.
Of his... his shmee, that like I was willing to rather I would rather back out of like the locker aisle, you know, I'd rather back out and like make sure that he doesn't go that
way. Well, it's not like he was gay, right?
I don't know. I was kind of, I couldn't really tell.
I'm assuming you were afraid because he might change your sexuality.
No, but I was scared that he would go up me.
You know?
And so I was like, I'd rather get anybody else. Like, I'd rather back up into anybody else
other than
walk
him.
Away from him.
Than the ginger knee dick.
Yeah. So I was like, eesh. So
okay,
I backed out that one time. That's the only time
I'm just questioning this. Was it, I don't know if you know or anything. I don't know if you were actually like paying too much attention. Was it all girth or was it just skinny dick?
Oh, it was like both, I think.
I mean, he wasn't like even this. Hard. So. He's got a fire hydrant dick, dude.
Bro, he got a hydrant.
It probably sprays like one too.
No, but like I was scared.
He's part of those cum explosion videos.
But I would be really uncomfortable when the color guide guys would come in, because like they would come in and they're like, it just, I didn't like being in the shower with them. Like,
you feel like you were gonna get like, you, what was
like, I don't want them to look at me and then like get one. You know?
I don't think that's how it works with dudes. No one like gets an act like gets a whoopsie boner. Looking at a dude.
Maybe.
I mean, if you...
Are you gay? You would know.
Are
you probably
gay?
Would know.
I don't know yet. I mean, like...
Yet. He hasn't seen someone right. He hasn't seen the right person.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, there's this
guy... Show him a picture of, like, Ryan Reynolds or something.
There was this guy on Facebook...
So Ryan Reynolds is the go-to hot guy for you?
I don't know.
What's your go-to hot
Honestly,
guy?
Honestly, I just remember seeing a video about, like, people complain about fucking celebrities, and it was, like, Ryan Reynolds is, like, one of the first ones. It's like, okay.
Yeah, I don't know who my go-to hot guy is.
Like, is it...
I know that's Logan's, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. What about, like, Hugh Jackman? He's a little old, but, like, he's fucking...
Dilf.
He's got it, dude.
Dilf.
But, man, like...
Remember
you
when Tana Richardson would wear that stupid Dilf hat around? Do you remember that?
No.
You don't remember his Dilf hat?
He had a Dilf hat?
Yeah. It said Dilf on the...
I don't remember this.
You could probably ask him about it. He came to like one of the band rehearsals last year, or the year before that, and he was like,
a "Dilf, it's fucking
it was
awesome,
so funny.
Dude."
And he wore it to Showdown. That is really funny.
That's funny.
Yeah, but yeah.
Now, I don't know if you know this, but like, from like all what I've read online, I've managed to gather up enough information to almost exactly confirm. That gingers were the reason why the Rona got in Nevada.
Really?
How?
I am not saying you're wrong, but I would like to know.
I would like to know, yeah.
I mean, do you look at a ginger and say, like, wow, they're really human? No, it's not,
no,
not at all.
I feel uncomfortable being around them, to be honest.
They're like aliens, dude.
Yeah, my cousin, he's a ginger. Eesh. And I don't like, he's kind of odd.
Yeah, I mean, like. If you really think about it, like a ginger snatch smells like sweaty hands and bipolar disorder. Like,
if you. I thought you said ginger snaps because I like those. Those are good.
No,
you ever had those?
Ginger snatch.
Those little, like, cookie cracker things?
Yeah, they're pretty decent.
I like them. Especially if you go to Trader Joe's and you get that cookie butter.
Oh, shit, dude.
You spread it all on that, you're like.
But ginger snatch, not good.
No.
Like, have you ever been to Roswell, New Mexico?
No.
Oh, my God.
I've never been to New Mexico, actually. I've always felt like it was a waste of time.
Well, I'm not going to shit talk.
This man in his Roswell, New Mexico.
Roswell is, like, the worst place in the world. Because, like, the majority of colors
there.
Are there
aliens there?
Supposedly. Some bullshit
that's
like
that's
that.
That's the only reason.
Well, the government just confirmed there's UFOs, so.
Exactly.
They're just saying that they have things out there that they're flying. But I don't think they're actually... aliens. I think they're just flying their own stuff, and they're like, yeah, we're just going to let you know. We're flying stuff. We're not going to tell you what it is, though, but we're flying stuff.
Yeah, but we're at a point in time where, like, no one, like, gives a fuck.
I didn't even find out about that until today.
Exactly.
Like,
that's where the Americans' priorities are, because we're fucking, like, at home. We're dealing with the worst year.
I also feel like I'm not hearing anything else about Corona, either.
I mean, we have over a million cases in the U.S.
Well, no, aren't we like the top country right now?
Oh, yeah. New York has more cases than any actual country outside.
Really?
Yeah. State has more than any country outside.
I know. And they're a small state, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty bad. And, like, one of our friends there who lives there, like, literally, like, not even three blocks away from him is field hospital. So there's like death and dying, just like not even a mile away from him.
Yeah, but like, I feel like I'm not hearing any
people
want to
go and protest and shit.
Yeah. I'm like feeling like I'm not hearing any news about like anything, but I'm also not hearing any news about Corona either. Like, I feel like I'm just like not hearing anything.
It's because like all the news has been saturated with the Rona, dude.
Yeah, but I feel like I'm not hearing anything about Rona.
I mean, it feels mostly the same at this point. It's like people are dying, stay home, but people don't want to stay home.
Yeah, like I feel like every time I check Twitter, like I'm not hearing anything new. It's like not even Corona either. It's just like nothing.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Like it makes me feel uncomfortable.
You're like getting me in this weird mindset right now where like I feel like you're making me feel like I'm high even though I'm not.
You're in assimilation, bro.
Yeah, because like I'm not hearing any of like these crazy news with the UFO, and then like what was the other thing that happened? There's something else that happened recently. I don't remember what it was. Do you remember? There's something that happened.
I don't remember. I just know.
Are the elections still going on?
They should be.
Aren't those coming up like soon-ish? Like I haven't heard anything about those either.
Voting's in November. So.
The only thing I remember. Like, right around now, you're hearing tons of stuff.
Yeah, the only thing I remember is just Bernie dropping out. That's about it.
Yeah, like I haven't heard like anything about it, and normally it's a huge deal.
Yeah, usually getting like a shit ton of YouTube ads.
Yeah, and like I haven't heard anything. All I'm getting for YouTube ads is those stupid Taco Bell things. It's like we're here for you.
Yeah, it's like those ones.
You get free tacos on Tuesday, by the way.
It, like forever now, it's like Taco Tuesday now.
And Cinco de Mayo is on Taco Tuesday.
They've pretty much lifted cultural appropriation because of this virus. Like no one gives a fuck right now.
Yeah. So.
That's funny. Yeah, I'm actually having tacos tonight too.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm having for dinner right
now. I don't
have tacos though. Tacos sound good, but I had tacos the other day. Get them Jack in the Box tacos.
Jack in the Box, Jack in the Crack. Now,
I used to have a sticker of that.
Like
my hydro.
I was about to go on a rant about how shitty Roswell is, but I don't even feel like talking about it because of how boring and shithole place for shithole people. But
I want to hear about Roswell though.
So, I have family in New Mexico.
Well, they're not in Roswell, are they?
I have family in Arizona.
I think I might have like one family member in Roswell.
Okay, well they're the exception. Okay, everywhere else sucks donkey balls. Okay.
Donkey balls. I never heard that one before.
Dude, it's like the only colors you see there are the specks of green, and then there's just all you're surrounded by is orange and beige.
That's what Arizona is, but there's no green.
Yeah.
Yeah, no green at all.
But like
it's just brown.
The people in Roswell have like maybe like less than average IQs.
Surprisingly a lot of pink.
Yeah.
In Arizona, there's a lot of wildflowers.
That's
but they're not green. They're see, like they have brown stems.
Yeah.
At least Arizona has that going for them. Roswell doesn't.
But I don't really remember
a lot. They have
a
bunch of ghost towns.
Yeah, I don't really remember a lot from being in Arizona because it was like the worst fucking day of my life because it was like AC broke down in our car.
Oh, yes.
And it was in the middle of the summer, so it was like 112 and we're just like dying.
That's my grandparents live in Arizona, so like I go there frequently. And like we always, for some reason, we always like, well, let's go during the summer. And I'm like, why?
Don't
really
go.
Why?
Any
other kind
of
shit.
I used to be like, they have a lot of ghost towns there, and that reminds me, back in, like, fourth grade, I had to do this one, like, school project on, like, myths.
Fuck, my jaw just popped.
Ouch. Yeah, but I had to do this, like, school project on, like, Tombstone, Arizona.
Tombstone, Arizona?
It's a ghost town, and I was obsessed with it for, like, a year and a half. I was like, I want to go there, and, like, I never went.
But and would you go now?
No. I mean, if we were going on a trip there, I'd be like,
all
right.
Bro, like, all of us, let's just all fucking go. Ghost towns.
Do you want to go? Or do you want to go back and get your hoodie?
Yeah. You know what?
We could go do that right now.
I thought we were actually going to go do that.
I mean, I wouldn't mind.
Bro, like, I got Saturday off for free. We can go Saturday.
Wait, wouldn't that mean I have to go all the way to fucking Buttfoot Phoenix in Arizona?
It's like only a 5-hour drive.
That's really far.
No, it's not.
We go, like,
I don't even have AC working in my car, dude.
You don't have AC working in your car? We can take my car.
The car that you post on, like, all your fucking Snap, your Instagram shit, dude.
Yeah. Why are you hating? It's cute.
Dude, you have a fucking... Is your Instagram for that called, what, Celsius?
Yeah.
For your just... What do you post on there, dude?
I post pictures of my car.
Why?
Because I like my car a lot.
I mean, it's a nice car. It's orange. Like, it's pretty cool, dope color.
It's not as cool as my old car, though.
You had a Jaguar, right?
Oh, the mic fuck. Fell on my face. On my chest, I mean.
What happened to your old car? Crash?
Yeah.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
Of course you did.
I don't know. Okay, so basically.
You're going too fast. You were driving fast like you did the other day.
How do you know I was driving fast? Oh, my speeding ticket.
I won't bring that one. I wasn't going to bring that up.
I was going like 86 in a 65. I didn't even mostly. It was mostly because my car stood out. I was going with traffic. Maybe a little bit faster than traffic.
Maybe it's because you.
But basically, it was an
be the leader of the pack.
Yeah, probably. But like, most cars you see now are like gray, white. They're like boring colors.
You got orange, like the fucking Dukes of Hazzard, General Lee, dude.
Yeah, all you're missing is the Confederate flag.
Them Duke boys are at it again.
No, but like my car just stood out. That's probably why I got pulled over. Honestly, that's why I feel like I did. But basically, what was I saying? Yeah, my car. I just post pictures of my car. But I wrecked my older car, my Jag, because basically I was driving to LVYO, actually. So I was like going on like Warm Springs.
Yeah.
And turning onto Eastern. And basically, you know that light takes forever every single time.
Yeah.
It takes like ages. That light, it's either like 20 seconds or it's like 5 minutes. And so I was like, basically I was pulling up to this light and it was like yellow going left. And I was like, okay, this car's definitely going to go. Like just a, like whatever car.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, they're going. So I didn't brake. I didn't hit them though. So basically I was like, they're going to go on the yellow. Like, why wouldn't they? And I was going to go too because I didn't want to wait at the light because I was running a little bit behind.
Yeah.
But then they started to brake. And so I was like, okay, then I started to brake. I was braking a little bit harder than I normally would. It was a little like, you know how you want to like brake comfortably, like slowly.
Yeah.
Kind of, but like I had to brake a little bit harder.
You felt the force.
Yeah, and it was no big deal. I was like, I'm just going to have to brake a little bit harder. I'm still not going to hit them because I'm still like cautious not to hit them.
Yeah.
So I was just braking a little bit harder, but then this truck cuts me off and I'm already braking pretty hard and this Jag needs new brakes.
Oh, God.
Because it's old. It's a 2004 and it needed, and the brakes were like kind of,
they're iffy.
They're like not bad brakes, but like I was already braking really hard. Like I wasn't slamming on my brakes.
They're like great value brakes.
Not they were just like more like Target brakes.
So is that better or worse?
Yeah, a little bit better.
Okay.
But they were just like normal brakes. They would be on any car, but they were a little worn.
Yeah.
And so I'm braking and like, and this truck cuts me off and I'm already braking hard. And so I slam on my brakes. But then the ABS kicked in a little too late.
Oh, God.
And I ran into the back of him, and his tow hitch impaled my grill on my car.
That's not good.
No, it wasn't.
And I'm guessing that wrecked your car upon repair.
It hit the radiator, the timing belt, the coolant, like the whole thing. So, like, the radiator wasn't even working. And then on top of that, there was no coolant even running through it anymore because it like broke that and the timing belt. So it's like the timing belt wasn't running correctly. So it was just like it was totaled. And then we were like kind of a bro moment. And so I pulled into that like auto shop that was right there. Like that was just where we like pulled in. We pulled in that like parking area.
Did you start crying?
No, but I was like, I was like, my parents are going to kill me.
I probably would have started crying, to be honest.
I was about to. I was like, oh, my gosh. And then the thing is, nothing happened to his car at all. Like, I scratched a little bit of his bumper.
But yours was just wrecked.
Yeah. It scratched a little bit of his bumper, got a little bit of my paint on his bumper. And when he went to go take pictures, right, because that's what you're supposed to do to make sure, like, nothing, like, changes from after the accident.
Yeah.
He wiped the paint off. So, like, 90% of what was actually caused on his, like, happened to his car was gone now because he wiped the paint off.
That's bullshit.
Like, I would go and polish his bumper and it would look exactly the same as what it did before. Like, nothing happened to his bumper at all. Nothing.
But yours was just,
mine was completely, like, ruined.
It was gone.
Yeah. And the hood was all messed up. And then it was just overall not a good time. And then I was without a car for, like, 2 weeks. But we needed to find me a car, like, soon because it was because I have to drive my scissors everywhere.
Yeah.
And so that happened.
Oh, wow. The garage door is open for a while. It's the first.
Yeah, so very cool. So that happened. Dude. It was whatever. And then I got that car, and I really like that car.
I mean, like, I'm not trying to shit on your car. Like, it's a nice car.
The bird shit on my car the other day.
That's some
there's
tough
this guy
luck,
at
dude.
Work that's always trying to crap on my car too. Not like literally.
He
but like
shits on your tires. It's like why does it smell like that everywhere you go?
No, but like he always tries to flex his money. I'm like, if you were really like that much like above me, then you wouldn't be working as a bagger at Smith's.
Exactly.
Working.
You can't
wage.
Be fucking trying to flex like, oh, look at all this money I'm making. Like, you work as a bagger. Fucking settle down, dude. We were at the same level.
Yeah, like he's only been working like 2 weeks longer than I have. And he's like, yeah, my first car is going to be a 1965 Camaro. I'm like, shut up, you're 19 and still don't have a car? You're 19 and still don't have a car, and you're, like, flexing all of your money? Like, he's, like, talking about his mom used to have a Ferrari. I'm like, if you really had that much money, your parents would have already bought you a car.
Yeah, really, though.
Unless they were just, like, making him get the money, which is fair. But, like, yeah, if you're really trying to flex all the money you have, why don't you go buy a car?
Yeah.
So that you can, like, you're flexing, like, this imagined car that you don't even have. And then I'm like, ugh, it's whatever. Like, yeah.
I'm going to be honest, I'm a little upset because your little car Instagram page isn't following my Instagram, so it's whatever, though.
Really? I'll go follow you right now.
Thanks, man.
Everyone should go follow it.
I'll follow you back.
It's called LV Celsius.
LV Celsius.
Everyone's going to find out who I am now. Dang it.
I mean, it's not like we're going to... Dude, it's not like we're going to say salacious shit about you.
Yeah.
But speaking of, we had some interesting talks in the car sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
So, Donovan, can you pull up that clip?
Why do I got to do it? All right, fine.
We used to have interesting talks in the car.
We did. And I just want to, like, I want to ask you, like, how does this word make you feel?
I don't like it.
You don't?
No, I don't like hearing people say it.
Do you want to play it again?
No.
You should, like, let's get a full, like, understanding of the word.
I don't want to talk about it. It's not a word I use, ever.
I mean, it's a word no one uses, like, on, like, that
except
specific...
Except for the lady with the maxi pad on her face at work.
She's a racist?
Yeah. She said it to my black coworker. And he's like one of those big teddy bear guys. You would never be able to like tell what he would be like mad unless you see him mad. Like mm-hmm. I can imagine what you are mad because I've seen you mad. But like I could imagine what you look like mad before I'd ever actually seen it. But like this guy, I was like I would like I've never would expect him to ever get mad ever.
But he got mad.
He got pissed, and I was like, it scared me. I was like.
It's an awful word. I mean, I'd never use it, and that's why we had to pull it up from the internet because you never catch me.
You probably had to type it, huh? To search up the clip, huh?
I mean,
you typed it.
I didn't.
Cameron?
I looked up memes and I saw it and I screen recorded it.
Yeah.
I'm not racist. I mean, you're not racist. Like, I mean, there was a guy. It's not you.
Lunch.
I wonder how my buddy
Xavier's
doing.
What?
You remember the lunch line talk that we had? How they always cut the lunch lines at school?
Yeah, I think so. I just remember...
On the way to LVYO?
We'd have talks about, like, certain demographics.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to say this was you, but this was... This guy was like... I remember we started a conversation once. It was with this guy, and he was like, let's talk about some black people. I got some stuff to bring off my chest. Not you, by the way. It was
okay.
Someone else.
I don't think it would be me.
Okay, yeah.
What's that what? Laugh?
Shut up. Don't bully me on my lab. I'm self-conscious about it. People bully me about it at school.
They do? You bully me about my laugh. It's like, what the fuck kind of laugh was that? And I was like...
You're fun to bully.
Why?
Because.
What did I do?
Look at you.
What? I mean, I'm
look
like...
At you.
I'm like 180 of like nice, pure, handsome, long hair. Like I got nice green eyes, or not? No, hazel eyes. Like,
how do you not look at the color of your eyes, bro?
What?
How are you gonna like mess up what color your eyes are?
Because I've been told like my eyes changes colors.
Mine are blue.
I know they are blue as fucking the sky, dude.
I guess.
Can I also tell you? Can I like?
Yes, you can tell me.
Can I tell?
How long have we been going?
It's been 39 minutes.
39 minutes and 21 seconds.
Can I tell you that I'm really appreciative of you for to actually show up for the podcast on like
really?
Some fucking flakes?
Who? I don't know.
I don't want to.
Initials. Give me initials. Do you want to know them?
R. G.
type of flower.
Wasn't she already on it, though?
Well, we were supposed... Once,
but then we were supposed to have her again.
Yeah, and then, like, someone happened.
Well, okay, oh, but...
That's probably the reason why.
No, it...
Or how recent was it? Or was it before
It was literally, happened? Like, 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't want to say that was an excuse. Like, I've thought about that, what happened.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have to explain that later to me.
Okay, she was in... Should I say it?
Hmm.
Well, people will be able to figure it out if she was already on the podcast. So, basically, like... When I was doing LVYO, all of the trumpets were flakes, including that person. And I know, like, stuff, like... But, like, sometimes it's just, like, just show up to the rehearsal. Like, it's not that hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ain't that
hard. But the thing is, like, what was supposed to happen was we were supposed to do a phone interview. Which, like, there's no real way you can say, like, oh, I can't do this. Because, like... It's not like you're going out of your house.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be like, what, an hour that we're talking or something, yeah. Right? And it was on 420. So here's the deal. Like, if she had given me a warning saying, like, hey, I'm not going to be able to do this. Like, I got other stuff going on. I'd be like, that's fine. That's okay.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's like, you know, whatever, like, I'd appreciate some kind of warning. Like, oh, I'm sorry, I can't do this. Even if it's last minute, it's like, all right, cool. It's just, you know, thanks for letting me know.
Yeah.
But I was calling. I was literally texting her. I was calling her. She wasn't answering the phone. She responded to me one last time. She's like, wait, I'm not high enough for this yet. And then I'm, like, trying to call her, and she didn't respond. She was ignoring me. Like, I noticed she was active on Instagram. Like, she was using Snapchat. I'm like, you're blatantly ignoring me.
Yeah, I don't like people to do that. I'm like, just like, I don't care. Like, at least say that you're not going to be able to respond. Like.
Just say, I can't make it, and then just, like, stop. And I'm like, okay.
Like, if you just say, I can't make it, and you don't respond after that, that's better than nothing, you know?
Exactly. And the thing with, like, that is that I was really pissed on that podcast, so I was definitely saying some pretty mean shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but the thing is... Like, now that I had time to reflect on it, it's like, all I really wanted was just some sort of, like, verbal saying, like, hey, I'm not gonna be able to do this. Like, she didn't respond to me since that happened. She didn't say anything.
I'll text her right now.
No, it's not. Her right now. No.
I'm texting her right now.
I mean, like, at this point, I was pissed about it, and I don't care anymore. Don't do this, dude. You doing, dude?
Nothing.
But either way, I just thought it was a really shitty thing to do. Like,
yeah.
We were supposed to have, like, it was going to be, like, at least an hour with her, and then we would have done whatever. And again, if she would have told me, yeah, I'm sorry, plans changed, something happened, then I would have appreciated that. But I feel like any excuse that I get right now is just going to be kind of BS.
Yeah, I get that.
It's like, oh, I got too high. It's like, no, you didn't. No, you fucking didn't. You fucking ignored me the whole time.
Yeah.
And I feel like that is kind of inexcusable. But you know what? I really hope that the mic's
I hope so too. Oh my god. My pants.
Dude, why are you using all my hand sanitizer,
bro? I squirted it twice.
More than me the whole day, dude.
That's insane. That's gross.
Oh, shit. Gross.
You should be doing it more.
Oh my god, I'm crying.
I'm gonna be honest,
imagine using this as something else.
You can't. Like, it would go into your pee hole and would burn them. It was like, it would burn that orifice and you'd never be able to use it the same.
Reminds me, I saw this video on Instagram where somebody replaced their hand sanitizer with lube.
And just, like, all got sticky.
You know, this guy, like, went to go use the hand sanitizer and he's like...
like, exactly. Yeah.
No, that reminds me. The person that was buying multiple gallons worth of KY.
Do you sell multiple gallons worth of KY at Smith's?
Not, like, in gallons, but, like, in the little bottles.
Yeah.
This dude, like, I saw him during my sweep. He went over to, like, the shelf that it's on, and he went and, like, sweeped it into his basket, like his cart.
Was it a Tuesday night?
No.
Damn.
What day was it? It was like Thursday, idiot. Yeah?
I miss those sounds, but continue.
Have you not heard those sounds in a while?
It's not organically.
What do you mean organically? Was it a robot or something? What do you want?
I'm high on life, dude.
Okay. Yeah, but like, it was like, I was like, what is this dude doing? Like, why does this dude need so much? KY.
I mean, was it, wait, what kind of KY was it? Was it
all of the
was
kinds.
It water-based or was
every
it?
Every KY.
Every kind. Like, they have it on the shelf, like, all the different kinds.
Because you really shouldn't be using, like,
you don't mix. Right? I've never needed to use any.
You don't want to use the gelatin KY for personal use because that's the sticky stuff. That's the really that's the annoying stuff. That's like for butt play or dry cooters. But
why is it dry?
Water-based is more like personal friendly.
Petroleum-based. Do they have that?
I think so. I wouldn't
probably. No, but I was like, why does this dude need so much? Like, his entire basket was full. I was like, what is this? What is why? I was
it's
like,
a science project.
Apparently,
the effects of long use of KY.
Yeah, it was just like it made me uncomfortable. Like, I don't.
Yeah, he was just preparing for a marathon.
Oh. A marathon. That's my foot. I got a nice size 13-foot boy.
Do you look like a rabbit? They're like, you're like slapping the floor instead of walking.
What? What are you talking about, dude?
Nothing.
Why are you taking pictures? Shit's not, it's not allowed.
I'm trying to. Yeah, but some people at Smith's were wild in, bro.
Mike, has anyone ever fucked in your bathroom?
Oh, yeah.
Some guy jizzed in my bathroom.
Yeah, somebody busted a nut on the toilet seat.
They didn't bust a nut on
they didn't.
They busted it on the ground, like in the corner.
They don't have the common courtesy to just aim it into the toilet. Is it really
or
that
just
hard?
Just wipe it up with the toilet paper.
Exactly. Why you gotta make someone else do that shit?
It's like,
he just, like, it was funny because my friend had to clean it up and he was just, like, right in the corner. Just
I mean, if you think about it, it's like, that's how they're gonna be as, you know, parents. They're not taking care of their own children.
Yeah.
Like, they're not cleaning up after themselves.
Yeah, it was just, like, really, like, ugh. Oh, there was also this, like, girl that probably looked like she was around 12 years old, right?
Be careful.
She looked like she was buying Plan B. Ooh. I was like, this girl looks like she's, like, fresh out of fifth grade.
Whoever she was fucking that day is not pull-out game, not strong. I mean, I'm like, I mean, I got pretty strong, but.
Me too.
Have you ever, actually, no, I'm not going to ask that.
Have I ever what?
Have you ever been in a situation where you've had unprotected sex? Exactly. I don't expect you to answer it. Like, that's only because I'm thinking about.
We're gonna flag that.
Okay, I'm gonna. Yeah.
What'd you do?
He just flagged it.
Oh yeah.
Flagged the segment so you can cut it out.
Yeah. I'll
yeah, but I have friends that listen to this podcast.
Like, you do?
Yeah.
Do they actually?
Oh, shit. I advertised it at school for you, bro.
That's awesome.
And you know what? I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Like, I really appreciate it.
Yeah, but like, I have friends that listen to it, and I don't want them to judge me, you know?
So, like, and you know what? I didn't want to ask because I didn't want to get that personal. I just know that I've had that experience.
Yeah, I get that.
Like, I mean, the first time wasn't really voluntary.
20 seconds on that one podcast you were talking about. Well, y'all were, like, both high, and she was, like, being, like, really boring or something like that.
Oh, yeah, 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 that's her.
And it lasted, like, 2 seconds.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
That's lame, dude. Step it up.
I know. That's probably why she stopped. That's probably why she stopped talking to me, to be honest.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame her. I would stop talking to you, too.
Really?
If you... if we were doing the naughty, and you were, like, done in 2 seconds, I wouldn't talk to you ever again.
So,
that's
wait.
That's so disappointing.
You're saying you do have homosexual tendencies.
No. I don't, but I'm just saying,
if you were to do the dirty.
If I was to do the dirty with you, and you lasted 2 seconds, I'd kind of be a little disappointed. I would, my view on you would completely change. Not just because you lasted that long, but the fact that you went along with me doing that, it's another thing. So I probably would never talk to you if you did that to me.
I mean, I wouldn't want to do that because I feel like I could be like your father, because I was like your section leader. You're
literally like 3 years older than me.
But I was your section leader for a hot minute.
Okay. 2 years. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, honestly, I should have been co-section leader your senior year.
I know.
I basically was anyways.
Yeah.
But I mean, in fact, the staff thought I was section leader. I went in for my interview, and they were like, yeah, so you were section leader last year. I'm like, nope. And they were like, oh.
Yeah. What was it, Franco? Mm-hmm. He fucking picked me. So I don't see why I'd be like, okay, I'm going to calm down a little bit. Cause I'm
well, no, he just thought I was section leader, like, or at least co.
Well, there's his fucking sucky memory, because he was probably...
what happens when you have a heart attack.
Oh, my God.
I probably shouldn't have said that.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Franco, we love you. This shit happened like 4 years ago, dude.
Yeah, I know. Remember that moment when he says he's going to leave every single year and then never does?
Yeah.
He's basically Mr. Nakoba.
He made me cry.
Why?
Because he said he was going to leave. Actually, me and
Franco are chilling. Like, I used to have like beef with him last year.
I know.
Mostly because like he was like Mr. Vanguard, and I'm like, okay, like, stop. But like eventually, like, we Mr. were like chilling Academy. Now. Yeah, like
did place.
Yeah, so like him and I, like, we're chilling now, I think. He likes me because I'm dating Summer, so.
Really? But yeah.
Summer seems nice.
She's very nice.
Nicer than some other people I know.
Yeah, I know some mean people.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Just
don't look at me in that tone of voice.
Quick judge.
Yeah. Yeah.
So are you sure you don't have any homosexual tendencies?
Yeah, I'm sure that I don't have any homosexual tendencies with you or anybody else.
I mean, it didn't have to be with me, but like I'd feel flattered if it were.
It's not with you. If anyone, you're the last. I'm kidding.
Oh.
I'm kidding, Cameron. You know I love you.
I felt that pain right there from him.
Why are you disappointed? Do you want it to happen?
No, not really. Like.
Okay, then why are you disappointed?
I don't know.
Interesting cord setup here.
Yeah.
How many headphone splitters do you have?
we got our new setup's coming in soon. So
tomorrow, we got like this big ass.
We actually have three actual mics. You should get an effects button.
We have a mixer. Well, we did have an effects button.
There's like a bruh or like.
It was the shittiest thing. It was an iCarly little tiny little button. It had the random dancing, applause, boo,
and sound bites.
Yeah.
That reminds me. I have a one coworker. He's like. He's 40 and he's kind of a perv, but it's okay. He goes by Mr. T from like the A team.
Yeah.
And he has a little effects thing that he keeps like on like a bungee thing on his like that like stretches out.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Like, and he's like, I pity the fool. It's like a little effects thingy. And he like pushes the button all the time. And it's and he's like really weird because he'll like say like hi to like little girls when they come to the store.
Only little girls.
Yeah.
Oh god, that's creepy.
Wait, did you say he was black?
No.
Why did I think he was black?
Because it's Mr. T. Okay.
Mr. T is black. There he is, a goatee.
Speaking of creepy coworkers, one of my coworkers, I don't know if he's still there or not, because I think they may have let him go because he's not actually compliant with the masks. He doesn't want to wear masks.
We don't have to wear them outside, but we have to wear them inside.
Yeah, that's the thing. We just have to wear it constantly. I don't know if we're okay with it outside or not. But like,
well, it's because it's hot.
Yeah,
when we're pushing carts outside.
Yeah, that's the same with us.
They're like, we're not gonna make you wear it outside because most of the time you're not very close to people.
It'll make it harder to do, and it probably may pass out.
It's a lot harder, and most of us honestly don't even really care. We usually just take it off anyways. But before all this started, he would just like, he was really pedo, like with not a pedo, but he was more or less like a creep with like all the girls that would come in. He would like just stare at them and like, it's like. He would even say, like, to me in the break room, like, yeah, usually at nights when I go home, I just clock in the old memory bank. I'm like, bro, what the fuck?
No, never mind. This Mr. T guy, like, one time we were working, we have a little sanitation table at the front, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, and, like, we ask people if they want hand sanitizer, and we'll wipe down their carts and whatever. And I came in from pushing carts outside, and I came in, and I was chilling because it was hot,
mm-hmm.
and I was like,
trying to get my
shut up. No, but basically he like I went over to the table. I was grabbing a drink of water real quick. And then he, like, leans over to me. He's like, you know, there's something. Something about breasts to me. And I was like, dude, I'm literally, like, less than half your age. Like, don't talk to me about that. Like, you're, like, 50, bro. Like,
something about breasts.
You're yeah. weirding me he, out, like, Mr.
Whispered,
T.
He, like, whispered to me.
Really?
Like, that's... in my ear. And I was like, back off. Like, don't talk to me about that. Like, that's I don't want to know. Shit, I don't want to know what you're in. Like, I don't want to know.
No, yeah, like, oh, he, like, and what's so stupid is that you know the actual story, you know my ex.
Yes.
Yeah, you met her and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had never met her, but he was like, so, got any pictures of your ex?
Fucking
and, like, just, like, immediately, like, right after I said, oh, yeah, I broke up with her, and he was like, so, got any pictures? He was like, bro,
that's
I ain't
weird.
Gonna do shit. No, fuck off.
That's how you catch weird. Some hands, motherfucker. Like, dude, yeah, don't fucking talk. So, don't.
Yeah. He's a very. You know, what's funny too is to wrap it all back to the ginger. He was a ginger, and he was very skinny and
stock.
They
stock
smell.
Ginger.
They like got fucking bipolar disorder. There's always something wrong with the ginger. They're not human.
Yeah, I know.
He just creeped me the fuck out and everyone else. He just creeps.
One of my
out.
Friends used to have a thing for gingers.
Who was he?
Who is she?
She.
Ooh.
She had a thing for gingers. I'm not going to say her name because she might listen. And she knows. And, like, we joke about it. But, like.
Wait, do I know this person? Are they, like. She. Right? I'm not going to.
We have a group picture with them.
Were they.
Around, like, Flamingo and, like, Maryland? Is where the picture was taken?
What?
I'm giving you location of where the picture would have been taken with that person.
Flamingo in Maryland.
Do you know what is right there? Flamingo in Maryland. UNLV is right there, bro.
I don't know why I'm drawing a blank right now. Now I'm getting really confused. I thought I knew and now I
don't. Okay. In the one group picture that we have on my Instagram, they're in that picture.
Oh, okay. Now I
know. He's like, oh!
Yeah. You should get, what's his name?
Who?
On here.
Who?
Ben.
Ben would be a fucking awesome guest.
Yeah, and we could just do, like, the trio. The OG.
That'd be a Loner Corner exclusive.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be sick.
Yeah.
Because he's got a sub-podcast that he does.
And you know what? Yeah. I think on that other podcast, I'm going to explain a little more. I'm just probably going to do it by myself, explain exactly what it is and why I started that one.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, in no way am I trying to distance myself from this podcast because this is the OG. I'm just going to give, like, a spark notes of what I want to say. It's pretty much, like, I want to be a better interviewer. Like, I want to, like... Have a better one-on-one with people.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. But you should do that, and I'll come back on and get him when he comes to visit, hopefully soon, because I haven't seen him in a while.
Wait, where is he?
Reno.
Oh.
Yeah.
So?
He's going to UNR.
He's going to UNR?
Yeah. I know.
What's wrong with UNLV?
I don't know. That's what I said. I was like...
It's a nice place.
Yeah, I was like... I don't know, but... He's up there. It's kind of a bummer.
Hmm. We're going to take a quick break for this segment. We'll be right back.
Absolutely nothing.
All right. So, by the way, this just kind of came up in my mind. I know exactly why they call it a brown starfish.
I thought it was chocolate starfish.
Chocolate starfish?
Yeah.
It's a chocolate starfish.
Yeah, because one of my old friends from middle school wrote me a friend fiction thing me and somebody back in 8th grade, and he used that term, and I was very confused about what that meant, and the whole thing made me uncomfortable. It was like about 10 pages long.
And do you want to explain what happened?
No.
Okay, well, I'm going to define. I didn't know what it meant, except one night I got really high and I was... How's it smell?
It smells like carpet.
It's better than barbecue sauce, I guess.
Yeah, it smells like my uncle's house.
Oh, wow.
Is that a good thing?
I don't know. His house smells like carpet.
Okay. But
he also has a recording studio. Maybe I'm just smelling the mics.
Could be.
Yeah, because he has like a ton of mics. Because he wanted to be a musician and like kind of failed. So he has all the recording
that
stuff.
That sucks.
That's
yeah, now he's a choir teacher.
I mean, hey, like singing's cool. But chocolate starfish, I didn't know what it meant. But until I had my first run-in with the 69, which was not voluntary.
When so you learned from, like, first-hand experience?
Unfortunately. Like, I was, like...
It shouldn't be like that.
When I was, like, okay, so I wasn't asking for the 69. She kind of just got on top of me and started backing up. And I'm like, well, like, at this point... I'm just, like, ready to face the music, pucker up, and hope to God she doesn't fart in my eye and give me pink eye. And, like, what can I look at? Am I going to, like, it's either I open my eyes and I just see, like, this star.
Stare into the void.
Or, like, I just close my eyes and, like, try to not breathe through my nose. And, like, choke on some whatever vaginal fluid.
E. coli, bro.
Exactly. This shit was scary, bro. Like,
this shit was scary.
That was so scary.
Shit was scary.
Like, I knew. Well, it's called a chocolate starfish.
I saw a head coming out the other end. I got scared.
Because when you really get a close look at the butthole, it's like all like kind of like lined up and shit. You know, like in the back of a starfish, you kind of see like all the suction cups and whatever. So it kind of looks like the line, like the way the design, it kind of looks like the back of a chocolate starfish.
The design.
Yeah.
The design of the thing. The so design. God was like, yo, so we got to like make it look like that.
We got to.
He was like designing it. Like,
yeah.
On like an easel.
Not going to lie, girls with bleached assholes, that's pretty dope.
Okay.
It's a lot nicer to look at.
I don't really know much about that.
I mean, I don't really like, I hope you wouldn't know anything like that, but
all my friends are gonna be listening. But I told a bunch of them that I'm gonna be on it. I told them they should listen.
You did?
Uncomfortable. Now you're just like, I don't think I should have said that.
Well, listen, like
I'm just telling them, yeah, I never went on the podcast. I'm just kidding.
It was someone else.
The Hagrid meme. I should not have said that.
Yeah, basically.
That's how I felt the first episode.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know how you were that bold to say things like that.
I didn't know either.
I was so fucking high on that.
We got.
I know. I could tell.
I love the way you were describing it. It's like he's just repeating everything I said or some shit, and that's what you found so funny.
I was...
Because you just repeat, like, the funny parts of what you would say, but, like, in, like, a stupid voice.
I know.
I thought it was so funny. Yeah, I used to listen to it in the car.
Like, I just remember, the only thing I remember from the podcast is him talking about anal for like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And then fucking me eating
and he's trying to justify it like the whole time. I'm like...
You want me to re-justify it for you?
No.
Please, Cameron. We've had enough anal in this podcast.
But how much is too much?
Motherfucker, we are not going into this.
Fine.
My friend, we are not going too much into this.
Fine, whatever, man. Whatever, it's cool. Sometimes you gotta go into the place like it's like a door that you'd never been through, but it's kind of hard to get into.
Why would you say that?
Like a door you've never been to, but you just can't get in there.
It's really hard to open, but then once you get there, you just kind of squeeze in there, and it's like wow. And it's hard to get in, but then it kind of just traps you, but then it like will try its best to push you out.
Your analogy kind of went out the door. So like your whole analogy kind of like didn't go very well because you started going too much into detail.
It went out the door.
Oh, I realize what you're laughing.
You just realized on your own pun. I love how you didn't realize it until after, like, I kind of said it a little bit.
See, you're getting the gist of it now, man.
Yeah.
Why are you like jerking the
microphone? I'm feeling it because it's like it has a cool texture.
It does have a texture. I did that.
Sometimes. It's soft.
So smooth.
That's what she said. Now,
will it pick up if I wave it around? Will it pick up sounds?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Like a whooshing sound?
I don't know. I have no idea. ASMR, bitch.
I'll find out.
So,
the fuck? Use it like a regular mic.
This burp part, like, into my microphone?
No, I swallowed.
That's better. That's such an exaggerated swallow.
I used to be able to do that.
Can you do that so we can clip that out? Like, just do that swallow into this mic so I can clip it out. Thank you. I'm gonna.
That is an impressive swallow.
We're gonna flag that so we can
use it as multiple sound effects and just edit it in all the time.
Yeah.
That'd be so funny.
I wish. Now.
That reminds me. I want to order this car horn that you like install, but you can download different sounds to it.
What do you want? What do you want the sound to be?
I could be it. It could be any sound that I want. Like, I've seen some people that, like, do, like, bruh and do it. And I think it's so funny.
When you spend so much time in the quarantine and you just, like, fucking, like, I saw that TikTok and the dude used his car alarm and he's like, bruh.
Yeah. I think it's so funny. Like, bruh. I want to get one.
And you are on fucking TikTok, huh?
I am on TikTok.
Because you sent me some, like, faggy fucking snap saying, raise your shirts for TikTok.
Oh, or some no, shit like that. It was the make sure your sink is strong. That one. Did I send you that one?
Yes.
It was like, go sit on your, like, sink, like your counter, and, like, curve your back a little bit.
How so well did that work?
It worked very well.
How? A lot of dudes?
Yeah.
Just kidding. Didn't work well
I
at all?
I sent it to you and Carlos and Pablo. Pablo is one of my buddies that you do not know.
You're right. I do not know. Pablo, that's a badass name.
Yeah, I know. Shout out to Pablo. Yeah. He's my SCVC trumpet buddy.
Let's go, Pablo.
Yeah, he's probably not going to listen to it because I didn't tell him to, but he might.
But I mean,
I might tell him to listen to it now so he can hear my shout out.
I do appreciate you shout, like, you know, giving the podcast a shout. You know, I appreciate it. Like, yeah. I've kind of realized that now I'm trying to cater this podcast to at least band kids because I feel like I know that those, at least that's going to be one of the demographics.
Yeah, definitely.
Even though I'm not a band kid.
That's okay.
Hey, you're like 90% of the comedy here.
True. Even though I don't remember the half the comedy because I'm fucking destroying my brain.
I say shit and then you enhance it. So if a joke doesn't really work, you make it work.
I'm the one who makes the jokes work.
Yeah, man. Again, I'm gonna ask one last time. Are you sure you don't feel any homosexual tendencies?
You phrased the question differently that I can't. I was about to just say no, but yes, this would be the answer to that one. I'm sure that I've never. You tried to bait me.
All right,
gay boy.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with
me. I've never had any homosexual intentions with anyone.
Okay, well, that's the last time I will be asking that.
Yeah, better be.
It's not going to be the last time.
I promise, okay. I promise.
It's not.
I promise.
He's crossing his toes right now.
What?
It's so classic green bands.
Instead of crossing his fingers, he's crossing his toes.
We should do a challenge.
What's your challenge?
Like a running challenge.
What do you mean? Like going running?
Yeah. We should do like a running for Franco's baldness challenge. Were you there when Franco shaved his head?
Yeah. And he was like, oh, yeah, my barber made my hard part too wide. It looked like you could park a bus in between it, so I just told him to shave it. That's not what happened.
He went a little cuckoo?
Yeah, a little bit. That's what I think it is, but I know for a fact that it wasn't because his barber messed up his hard part.
But I just feel like that could have been an excuse to just go all the way with going bald.
Yeah. And then, like, I guess it's kind of believable, but it's, like, also not. Like, if it was to anybody else that doesn't know Franco, it would be believable.
Yeah.
But even then, you could do some other type of haircut.
Probably wouldn't have worked on him.
Yeah, you're right. He kind of looks like... He has a massive overbite. Like, he looks like Donald Duck. Like, one time he shaved his beard, and he was like...
Fucking leafy as he is, bitch.
Yeah.
No chin having just...
That's why I have a beard, because I'm self-conscious of my chin.
Yeah, I mean, I just shaved, actually.
I can see that.
Like, this
looks,
morning.
Looks nice.
Thank you.
Looks pretty.
Don't do that to me.
You sure you're not the gay one here?
Yeah. I don't know.
Are you sure? I'm going to ask you one time.
I don't know. It's
have
been like.
Have you ever had homosexual intentions?
I mean, I was when I was young, it was pretty weird. But like, after my first major relationship, I was like, I kind of like cats.
Pussy. Oh, I think you meant like you're like a furry, and I was like,
no, but I know
you're
furry.
No longer allowed around my cats.
I remember I low key. You would always make those jokes that, like, if, like, I don't know what you said, like, if I get my heart broken one more time, I'm gonna go gay.
Yeah.
I was, like, genuinely kind of hoping it would happen again.
You wanted me to get my heart broken, so I. Why?
Because.
Do I look like I can be gay?
Yeah, I think you could be gay.
Why?
I don't know.
Do I have, like, the build?
I could ask one of my coworkers. I can show him a picture of you.
You know what? Fucking next. Next episode, we'll get a poll how gay we think Cameron is.
We'll, like, do, like, what, 25%, 0%, 25%, 50%, 75%, 100%, like, type poll on, like, Twitter.
Sure.
Do you have a do you have Twitter for the podcast?
I don't have Twitter for a podcast now.
Do you have Twitter at all?
I have a Twitter that I probably used 5 years ago.
Oh, I was about to look it up.
Yeah, my Twitter is only very old. I remember.
I use my Twitter sometimes.
Okay, that's Cameron. Probably going to get, like, 100% gay.
I'm only going to put the only options are going to be, like...
gay. It really like gay.
Really, super gay.
The gay.
Okay. Okay, we're going to flip a coin, and I'll determine if you're gay.
So what?
Heads is going to be that you're gay, and tails is going to be that you're not straight.
All right, here we go.
Would it be gay if I were to go with the transgender man?
So, okay,
man?
We're going to flip a coin. Heads is that Cameron's gay. Tails is that Cameron is not straight.
Wait a second. Wait.
Flip a coin.
Hey Siri, flip a coin.
Wait. How'd you phrase it? Did you
tails?
Oh, that means Cameron is not straight. Therefore,
you said I'm either gay or not straight.
Yeah,
that means I could be,
you could be
pan.
Bi. You could be bi.
It's still gay. It's all the same.
But you're
it's all gay.
I mean, I've had a finger in my ass, so I guess that could be.
Why
like,
have you had a? When?
About almost a little over a year ago, probably.
I was with them.
It was with them. Yeah.
Why did they do that to you?
I don't know, because I think they asked.
Was that whole joke thing that like whole started the whole thing? You were like,
yeah, but it happened. It happened after.
I could never do that. That would ouchie.
Ouchie.
It didn't hurt. It just felt pressure. It felt like I was getting a colonoscopy.
Now it reminds me of the person that it went up the wrong hole, and they're like, "I feel pressure." Remember, I was telling you about this before we started the podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, they said that they felt pressure, and they talked to me and someone else about it, and it was just really awkward because we didn't know what to tell them because we were like, somebody didn't watch enough to learn anything.
I feel like he did on purpose.
Maybe.
I mean, I
test the waters.
I personally
I mean,
wouldn't.
That's what you get when you're 14 years old. Like,
oh my God.
When you're 14 years old, you don't know everything.
Oh, shit.
You're right. That's the truest statement that's probably ever been said on this podcast.
Oh, shit.
When you're 14, you don't know anything.
Yeah, I was like,
shit. That's funny.
Yeah, I think he's 14. Is he? He might be 15.
I mean,
but either way, I probably shouldn't have said that. That's
we didn't say his name, did we?
No.
No, we didn't. But
you should listen to the whole thing over again to make sure.
He does.
Normally, I don't know the last.
Because
yeah.
We didn't. Yeah, but like, I think he just turned 15, which I think is a little weird. But
I mean, he's slaying out there, dude.
Is he?
I don't know. No, like,
is he?
I wouldn't even know what slaying is because I'm apparent. Like, I managed to repel all the women that ever try to get close.
Yeah, we know. Just kidding.
Like,
I'm kidding, Cameron.
You know what happened? The last time someone liked me on fucking dating app, they were a transgender man. No, and then there was a transgender woman, which was even worse, because for, like, I actually thought they were kind of attractive until River said, I have to let you know I'm actually a transgender girl. I'm like, unclench and fucking go away. I'm not dealing with this. How do you respond to that, dude?
You're like, sorry. And people act like it's like, see people post on Twitter about it, and they're like getting mad if somebody won't date them because of that. And I'm like, Well, they could also be not dating you for a bunch of other reasons. That could just be one of them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to date you because you're a dude, bro.
Exactly. Like, I mean...
Like, it's not like I'm, like... It's not like I'm homophobic because I won't date you, you know? It's just I'm not into guys. I'm also not into guys that are trying to be girls.
I mean, like, you got a point, but...
I remember there was somebody that, like, I was genuinely confused, like, for a long time about what they were because I called them both and they got mad at me both times.
I mean, but you didn't say anything about girls being turning into guys.
Well, because because that's their guy now. It's if gay. They're claiming to be a guy and that's gay.
I mean, like,
okay.
That's
okay,
where
I'm,
I was.
A guy, I'm not gonna date a guy because he's a guy, and I'm not gonna date a guy trying to be a girl because he's a guy.
Okay.
But I'm also not gonna date a girl trying to be a guy because he's trying to be a guy, which is gay.
Now
this is where we had like our own entire debate. Like I remember.
I feel like I'm gonna get backlash for it, like from any people that are in band. That might listen because a lot of people already don't like me in band, which I don't really care, but like,
okay, like I probably shouldn't be saying this mostly because it'll probably ruin some jokes that we say. Guys, this is a comedy podcast. It literally says comedy interviews under the title.
Yeah,
like if you get offended, sorry, it's jokes. Okay. Like this is not really.
Honestly, at the time, I forget what we talk about anyway, so I don't really care.
Exactly.
I don't really see any of the black backlash, so.
I mean, we played the N-word, like, 45 minutes ago.
We did, yeah.
And none of us here are racist.
Nope.
Nope.
I mean, I've said that before, and I'll say it again, because I had a very wonderful interaction with a black dude, like, a few weeks ago.
Once in your life.
Once. The first time I actually talked to a black dude.
And you know what? You know what? Actually, I can't say it. I can't say it just yet.
Bro, shout out to my boy, Ever.
Shout out to my girlfriend who's a quarter black.
That's dope, dude.
I know.
Like, that's pretty dope.
Yeah, she's going to listen to it. She's going to be like, yeah.
Yeah. I just hope the quarter of her ethnicity doesn't get mad that we said the N-word. You don't think so?
I didn't say it.
No one did. No one did.
It was an audio.
It was an audio.
Recording. Exactly. And it was by a black guy, so he couldn't have been racist.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was actually a
okay, so it's not racist.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not racist. Okay, we're good.
Yeah. But, again, speaking about transgender men, I think that's where I would, like, if I said that if I get my heart broken one more time and I go gay, that's what I'd go for. Because it's kind of gay, but, like, at the same time, it's still got, like a dude with benefits. Unless they go all the way and get them, like, something, like, get them a little meat flap that doesn't work right. They don't install it correctly. Man, I can see myself ever, if I ever decide to go back to visit you guys and for whatever reason more people listen to the podcast, they're going to look at
That's
me really different.
That's going to be a very funny interaction between people. Stop messing with the mic.
Sorry. It's just very fun because it's not, like, stable.
But you know what? Again, I'm really glad that you came on the podcast.
I am too.
I had a really fun time. I hope Donovan had a fun time.
Yeah, pretty fun. I was mainly worried about what's going on in there, though.
Yeah. So, okay. That's settled now. And did you have a good time?
Yes, I did have a good time.
That was pretty good.
I'm glad.
I'd be down to come back on again.
That would be awesome.
Once this whole entire fucking Corona shit goes away, we gotta get Logan back here.
Exactly.
We should get Ben
sometime. Yeah, Ben would be.
We should get Ben from the trumpet section at Silverado.
You're really calling him out, huh?
Ben, if you're listening, come on the podcast. It'd be so funny.
He would be hilarious. Like, he wouldn't know he's being funny, but he would be hilarious.
That's Ben for you.
You know what?
I told you the interaction I had with him.
Yes.
That was so funny. I lost my mind. I was. Because he was like.
About to cry.
No, you ever seen those the TikToks where they like look like a troll? They're like,
yeah.
Let's hope he never listens.
Who knows if you're gonna shout this out, like tell a bunch of people. Who knows what'll happen.
Not so well. I got a year left, and then I'm leaving. So
Exactly. That's why I don't really care about what I'm really saying. I'm in college. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, but that's also a reason I don't want my last name in it, because...
I won't put your last name. I mean, I can't guarantee that I've ever said your name on the podcast before.
You did. I knew you were talking about me.
Maybe.
But yeah, I don't know if you said my name. I remember listening, because you were, like, talking about how somebody it's like... that you knew was advertising the podcast, and so you were like, we might have a lot more viewers now. You're talking about something like that, and I was like, yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that was definitely you.
Yeah.
But is there anything you want to say? Anything you want to shout out?
Marks?
Like, do you want to shout out your Instagram or Twitter or whatever the fuck
you use?
Oh,
follow my car account.
The LV car Celsius. Account. He decides to shout out the car account rather than an actual, Instagram profile.
Yeah, so...
That's the only thing you want to shout out.
Well, I don't want to shout out my actual identity.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. And also, Cameron is gay.
I mean, we'll find out next episode, I guess.
Next episode when we have the Twitter poll.
Yeah, I'll make it on my Instagram and my Twitter.
Okay.
I'm combining the averages.
Okay. But
I'm down for that.
Again, thank you for coming on. I had a really great time. It was nice seeing you again.
Yeah,
hopefully we can hang out some more.
Yeah.
You know,
nice.
it won't be recorded.
We should go get food sometime.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to, but fucking Rona's ruining shit.
You can get, like, anything, though. Like, just take out.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we could eat, like, at a park, you know, wear our masks or some shit.
Do a mukbang podcast.
Mukbang.
No, we should just, like, go pick up food and then just hang out. Mukbang.
God damn it.
I think those videos are so... They make me weird. They make me feel weird. Like,
eating...
No, because it won't even be, like, some of them, they won't even be eating, like, normal food.
No, they'll be
eating, like, octopuses.
Live octopus.
Oh, that fucking bitch. I swear.
And they'll pour, like, salt on it, and it'll, like, freak out because, like, chemicals or whatever react.
Oh, yeah, that girl, yeah, she's...
And she, like, starts crying while she's eating it because it's, like, moving around. And, like,
yeah, and she's, like, has her target audience for, like, kids, too.
Yeah, no, I think it's awkward. It's
trying
weird.
To screw up those kids or something.
So honestly, bad. I was reading some stuff and, like, watching some videos. I was just, like... on YouTube, and I was watching videos about it, and they all, like, there's a bunch of drama between those types of people on YouTube, and I think it's weird.
I mean, they're weird people.
I know. Nico Cotto Avocado, you know him?
Yeah.
He's crazy. Like, genuinely insane.
Who?
Nico Cotto Avocado. I think that's his name.
I didn't hear.
Yeah. But yeah.
Again, thank you for coming on. Said, like,
thank you.
Yeah, I don't want to repeat myself anymore, but...
Repetition is the key to success.
Exactly. I mean, it's either that or that becomes, like, harassment in certain case scenarios. But...
Yeah. That applies to certain cases, all right? Yeah. All right.
But,
clarify that.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me. It was very fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm honestly praying that all the audio hook are, like... got picked up because you were kind of like far away from that mic.
Yeah. No, I'm sure you'll be fine.
Wait. Hey? Oh, it'd pick up.
If
I was like talking like this in the back, it would be a little quiet.
It's going to be quiet. Maybe we can do something later, but yeah.
We'll finger it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next time we won't have to worry about
that. All right. Have a good one.
See you.